This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We were going to talk Kirk Cousins in a new quarterback ranking out on Sports Illustrated site here, but there's breaking Redskins news to delve into. And we've been doing that. The Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines are open. 800-636-1067 is the number. Rookie first-round pick Jonathan Allen, in the middle of a terrific first season in Washington. 12 tackles, 2 for loss. First 5 games saw him post 29 quarterback pressures and hits, second most on the team. That's more than Preston Smith. That's more than Ryan Kerrigan. He is out for the remainder of the year with a Liz Frank injury. We thought he'd be out for a month, but instead, he'll be out for much longer than that. My reaction is that you need to start Ioannidis and play him a lot more. You need to probably rotate a little bit less often. McClain's got to be a lot better than he has been. There's no doubt about that. But this is now, for me, Anthony Lanier's time. He has been waiting in the wings, couple of seasons of minimal play. He has flashed in the preseason. He's made a couple plays in the regular year, including last year, forcing a fumble in overtime against the Bengals to get the ball back. I like the player. I like the length. I like his pass rushing ability. I'll take my chances with him over one of the veterans that they brought in this offseason who hasn't done a whole lot.
To me, I think you have to give something up. And what I mean is, so far on this year, I mean, again, moments against Kansas City and certain broken plays, et cetera, that have happened, notwithstanding, down in, down out, this Redskins defense has been pretty good, okay? To me, you have to be willing to sacrifice something. You may not be as good against the run because it means you're in nickel more often where Preston Smith has his hand in the dirt. And you're putting Ryan Anderson out there, or Junior Gallette out there. Maybe you go smaller. Or maybe you say, we'll deal with a couple times where you guys beat us on a screen pass because we're so concerned with the run. You had the versatility with Ioannidis balling out the way that he has and Jonathan Allen being as excellent as he's been to kind of try to stop both. I don't think you can do that anymore. I think with all due respect to McGee, McClain, Anthony Lanier, Zeke Hood, et cetera, who's, you know, those kind of options are in some order depending on the matchup, the team or whatever. I don't think you can stop everything anymore. I think you kind of have to deal with a few paper cuts in order to stop the massive wound. It's so frustrating to me that this kid's injury or first season is kind of taken away, especially because the injury concern moniker was there for him, but it had nothing to do with his foot. That was a shoulder thing that everyone thought was degenerative and wouldn't work out. That's why he felt he had 17 to have something else kind of bite you in the butt. Stinks. But to me, I think, Jeeps, you're going to get worse against the run, and you kind of have to live with that, with the sacrifice of, you know, sending guys upfield, being a little bit smaller, maybe asking guys to play in less comfortable positions little bit more often, different packages.
This will hurt Zach Brown. This will hurt Mason Foster.
Everybody.
Maybe more than anybody else. Maybe more Preston Smith hand in the dirt on the inside.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. Pete made a good point. I'd reference that Kedrick Golston might be getting a call. But you had A.J. Francis, who's a local guy still living around here, who was one of the final players cut, who I would think is a phone call away at this point. But if you sign someone off the scrappy right now, they're probably not going to help you that much. So what you've got is what's going to be trying to help you perform, certainly on Monday night against the Eagles and in the next couple of weeks. Generally, guys available right now, see Dante Whitner last year. The rose leaves the bloom. The bloom leaves the rose, rather, pretty quick. I mean, you might get a game or two, but they're not going to give you, you know, a strong rest of the season. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067.
Our pal Kendall been real patient in Fairfax. Kendall, reacting to the news that Jonathan Allen out for the year, according to John Kahn.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
It's terrible, man. Terrible news, man. Really, injuries are piece by piece derailing our season right now, man. And he cannot be replaced. You just got to, like you just said, Danny, we just got to deal with having to change up some of the things that we're doing, not being as effective in other areas just to kind of make do, or someone is going to have to play well above their talent level, which typically does not happen. So, man, I feel bad for the young man because he's been balling. I mean, he had an opportunity to prove himself. I think he's done that. I think he should have gone higher in the draft. I'm glad we got him, and hopefully, you know, he has a speedy recovery. We see him next year, and next man up is kind of usually you would say next man up, but with all the injuries that we have, man, we just got to do what we got to do.
Yeah, you're on like triple next. You know what I mean? You're not even the first man up here because Phil Taylor's already long gone. He was going to help you. He was absolutely going to help this year. Now you're down to the third, and we're not even a third of the way through the season yet, Jeeps.
He was having a great preseason. That was the best nose tackle they had on the roster. He was gone. They still did a pretty good job for the first handful of weeks against the run. That's the area where I think you see the biggest drop-off. Pass rush was inconsistent as it was. You're still going to get moments where Ioannidis breaks through, Kerrigan and Smith get home. I think the stuffing of the run, which has been pretty consistent start to right now this year, that's where they suffer the most.
Absolutely. Let's go to Craig in Manassas. Craig, what's up, man? You're on Grant and Danny.
Hey, guys. Long time no talk. As an Eagles fan, I feel a lot better about this game. Before the season for the Redskins D-line, there was really nobody on there that really scared me. Seemed like a lot of veteran playing, except Jonathan Allen. He seems like the most consistent defensive lineman for you guys, and losing him, it just comes at a really bad time, especially this important game against a division rival where the Eagles are starting to finally pick up their run game. It just comes at a horrible timing. Hopefully Ioannidis, well, not hopefully, but for you guys, hopefully Ioannidis can step up.
No, I get what you mean, man. Appreciate that. I mean, think about it that way. If you're breathing sighs of relief if you're a Redskins opponent, because it's that much easier to scheme it up against them, man. It's frustrating.
Well, he's the one guy on that defensive line that could take over. And I like Ziggy Hood a lot. He is a really quality veteran piece. He's a guy. You know, he's a run-stuffing, block-attracting magnet. That's a player that I would absolutely want brought back year in and year out, giving you what he is. He's doing some of those Kedrick Golston things, being girthy and being a space eater. But Ziggy Hood's not going to have a sack and a half or two sacks. Jonathan Allen, every single game, could have done that. Got close time and time again. Hit quarterbacks constantly. He just has an upside and an ability that none of the other D linemen have.
Let's go to Kyle in Fairfax. Kyle, reacting to the news, Jonathan Allen, according to John Keim, out for the season.
Yeah, horrible news. It's funny. We always get first-round pass rushers like a Kerrigan and a Trent Murphy or first- and second-round guys, Preston Smith. But for the first time, the organization put a first-round defensive lineman who played like it and made our team so complete on defense. It was nice to get sacks without, you know, doing jailbreak blitzes. So this is going to hurt really bad. I also think that now we're going to have to go back to the offense carrying this team, and we just lost free points on a kicker. Like, kicks aren't guaranteed anymore inside the 45-yard line. So this is a super concern because we're not a good red zone team either.
Thanks, Kyle. What about that, Chiefs? I think it puts that much more pressure on the offense. I think that's a smart point.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everyone on the team feels it when one of your 10 or so best players goes down, and I think that's what Jonathan Allen had been to this point. The thing about D-line play, particularly on the inside, which is what he plays so often for them, you just don't notice it. Like, people might have called up yesterday if they wanted to before this injury or something, being as bad as we knew it was, and said, well, he's only been okay. Well, what are you looking at? His tackle totals? He doesn't get paid to make tackles. He gets paid to help the guys, an inside linebacker who are making all the tackles, make those stops. Are you looking at his sack total? He's been great. He's done a very good job. He's given them everything that they were probably hoping and maybe a little bit more. And he was starting to make some of the plays that do get noticed, that make you a superstar. The things that lead to you getting into the backfield for an L4 or an L5, or blowing up a run as a guy's taking a handoff from a quarterback. Those were coming with more consistency. Once every game, once every five or six quarters, you started to see Allen pop up and have his name called on the broadcast. But yeah, it's been a bad week for the Redskins on the injury front. There's no doubt. We haven't even gotten into the fact that they could be going into Monday Night Football without Norman or Breland against Nelson Aguilar, Torrey Smith, and Alshon Jeffrey and Carson Wentz, who's playing some of the best football of any quarterback in the conference. You've got a new kicker. You've got your best defensive lineman out. It's a mess right now, and they're going to have to find a way to persevere through it. We'll get to more of your calls, 800-636-1067 on the phone lines. 800-636-1067 is the number. Antonio Pierce is going to join us at 1 o'clock, the former Redskin. We'll talk some football with him. We're going to get into the Wizards next hour as well. We'll get to your calls on Allen as well as Ezekiel Elliott update number 8,643 next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.